Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer, and Eric is here to give you some really good ideas about retirement. You might be worried about our national debt and what that means to you as you get closer to retirement. We'll talk about that today. And later in our show, a member of Eric's wealth team, Marilyn Brown Ross, will be here. She's with Open Mortgages. She'll be talking about reverse mortgages, and maybe you can find out if one could work for you in your retirement plan. Here's the phone number to call for our show today, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. As you're out and about this weekend, maybe doing some family activities or running errands, you'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint is something that could help you plan out your retirement. This is something Eric is offering you today, complimentary. You can reach out to us at 800-454-1184 to get on Eric's calendar, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Good to be here, and always talking about how to retire with less worry. And all of us right now need to worry less about a lot of things, right? Since there's plenty of stuff to worry about. I mean, whether or not it's, you know, are we going to be able to eat indoors again, or, you know, as the fires hopefully all stop. You know, there's a lot of things out there that we definitely have to worry about. But finances are one thing that you can actually build a plan for and at least get some knowledge and some security around that aspect of your life. So that's what we're going to talk about more today.
Yes, that's so true. You always want, or you need clarity actually before you head into retirement. Really the whole premise of our show. So Eric, are you getting a lot of questions about our economy right now and government spending? Because government spending means one thing, taxes in our future.
Yeah, whether or not the do this next, you know, stimulus and all these other things. I mean, there hasn't been any talk about the national debt and paying our bills for so long now. I mean, it seems almost like decades, sadly.
Gosh, I know.
You don't see it on any of the, well, you don't even want to see the debates now, but, you know, you don't even see it on any real discussions. And, you know, that's really scary, because I did a webinar just recently on taxes and this very subject. And so people can find that at wealthcreatorradio.com. But one of the slides I used was in 2017, I'd done a talk about the national debt and mentioned it and had a slide from there. And then I updated that slide. And just coincidentally, they were almost perfectly 3 years apart. And just in those 3 years, it went from $19 to $26 trillion. That's $7 trillion, 32% increase in 3 years. And that's just like you personally just charging everything,
yeah,
ignoring your credit card statements and just, you know, having late fees and charging more and have late fees. And you know, how are you going to get this money back? Well, we don't have the power to tax, but the government sure does. And anything inside your 401k, IRAs, 457, that's all fair game. That's all easy money for them to change the tax rate on.
And that's just irresponsible, if you ask me. But here's Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Of course, he's saying that the White House is cautiously optimistic that our economy is going to rebound. But he is saying we do need more government stimulus.
The president and I remain committed to providing support for American workers and business. We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief program. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
So what about you, Eric? Do you have confidence that our economy is going to recover, or is it too early to tell?
Well, really, truth to this is, you know, it depends on where, right? Just like any economic situation. Obviously, in 08 and 08, 09, we had the real estate meltdown followed by the financial crisis. So, you know, I had a client that time frame that was working for a 2,000-person mortgage company. That company went to five people within a week.
Oh, dear.
And just to get him to get his 401k money out of the company was almost like an act of Congress. He had to go drive somebody's house because of there's almost nobody left that could sign to authorize the rollover. So
good grief.
So it depends on what kind of business, right? I mean, if you're, unfortunately, my son's getting a degree in hospitality, and that's a brutal industry right now to be in, right? Because people aren't traveling, people aren't doing as much stuff out, you know. So, you know, if you're a cruise line, or if you're, you know, hotels are starting to get some people back, but still, there's a lot of things. I mean, Disneyland's still closed, and, you know, things like that. So what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot more layoffs, because as the government giveaways go away, then reality has to set in. I mean, right now we've been kind of helping capitalism, which is socialism, and it's so funny because so many people bash socialism, yet they're totally all for these government giveaways, which is socialism. So it is interesting how we're doing this. So capitalism is supposed to be able to fail, and the Federal Reserve is supposed to allow places to fail too, but they're going in and they're buying bonds. Now they're going to buy ETFs. They're buying all sorts of stuff that they were never designed or never told to buy. And so they're just raising and raising and raising, you know, how much is on their balance sheet. They're just creating money out of nowhere. I mean, they've created over $3 trillion out of nothing. You know, and that's one of the big reasons why the stock market was up this year. They're about the only reason, is because they just kept giving money away and putting it at zero. So, you know, there's a lot of issues that are going to be not going away fast. I mean, even if we get a COVID vaccine, a lot of these issues are going to take years and years to go through. Just in 2018, they just had started paying and removing some of the money they created, the Fed did, in 08, 09. It took them 10 years to start taking that money out of the economy. And then they just, you know, doubled it overnight almost. So, yeah, there's a lot of risk to the future for people. And they're going to say, now the Fed's saying, okay, we're going to allow you to go to 4% inflation. And, oh, yeah, you're going to earn zero. Yeah. So it's like, hold it. Things are going to get more expensive and I'm going to earn less. So that means the old traditional thing of just putting money in a bank CD or putting money into something safe and guaranteed is not going to be working unless you're using different tools. And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually help people figure out, okay, what's that income plan going to look like to me? And then where should I be investing now? I don't want to have 100% in stocks and bonds with this amount of risk that we have to the economy still. But I also want to have some stuff that's earning good money. I want to have some steady income money. I want to have some foundational money that's guaranteed that can give you a lifetime income. You know, and then what's the tax ramifications? What should I be doing today, especially this year? As we have year end here, we want to take action now and protect some of these lower tax brackets and crazy enough, pay taxes early to pay them since they're on sale. And then, you know, look at the healthcare and legacy aspects. And once you have all those five areas looked at, you've got a plan going forward. And right now we were waiving our $1,500 planning fee and we're just saying, hey, we're going to help people do this, get this information. Again, give us a call at 408. Again, give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You can just leave us this message there and we'll set up a time, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's our guru of all things reverse mortgage. So it's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So let's talk about Well, again, we always have to say, what is a reverse mortgage, right? And then I know there's some new products and stuff, so we can kind of get into that.
Yes, a reverse mortgage allows you to remain in your home and not make your house payment, if you have one. If you don't have one, it allows you to access money from your equity with no tax consequences. No tax consequences either way, but it's exactly opposite of your regular mortgage. Your regular mortgage, you're making a payment, and part of it goes to interest, and part of it goes to principal, and brings the balance down. With a reverse mortgage, you're not making any payment. However, you can, if you say, you know what, my house payment right now is $2,500. I can really afford to pay $600 a month. And you want to do that. I hardly have anybody that wants to do that. Yeah. But you can do it. And you can pay it down or off at any time. No prepayment penalties. So I've had people do that, too. I had one person win the lottery. They said, can I pay this off? Absolutely. Pay it off, and then it's your property again. But there's many different products. This has been around for a long time. And of course, it started in the 80s under President Reagan. It was a terrible thing because when it started, the lender would go on title with you, which meant if you sold your house, they got half
part of
your
equity. Yeah,
absolutely. So. And so that didn't last but 6 or 8 months at the most. But to this day, people remember that. And that's what I always have people
say. There are actually some companies out there that have brought that back, by the way.
Oh, yes. You should really research because you're
out. Those are scary because I've had some people do it. Now, for somebody new buying a house, I could almost see where that might not be a bad idea. But for somebody cashing out, yeah.
Oh, no.
Especially in California where the equity goes up a bunch.
There's scary things going on out there.
Yeah.
With a true reverse mortgage, there's one called a HECM, home equity conversion mortgage.
Not Heckman, but
no,
close.
No, not Heckman, but close. HECM, H-E-C-M. That is the government loan, FHA, that has a $765,600 max claim amount. So, which means if you have a home worth $1.5 million, you're only going to get a portion of $765,600.
So, you know, the other part of the equity doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's still your equity, but you're only going to get money on that portion. They've come
out. And it's based on your age, too, right?
It's based on your age. The older you are, the more money is available to you. There's jumbos now, which they've been around for a while, but it's fabulous because with the jumbo, you get, according to your age, how old you are, to the appraised value. So if you have a $4 million home, you're going to get
a lot of money.
A whole lot rather than for the. So it depends on the situation. That's what
you might not need all that money, you know. So.
Well, that's where it was before with the jumbo. You had to take it all, which was not a very good thing because if you don't need the money, my advice is leave it. And now they have a jumbo where they have a line of credit. You do have to take a certain percentage, but you also have a line of credit that you can use or not use. But it's not accruing interest until you
use
it.
The money out.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that works out so much better than having to take it all out. I mean, if you have to take out, you know, $1.2 million, you're going to be accruing interest on that, and you only needed $200,000.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't work that well. But many new products that are saving, you know, that really fit everybody's needs.
Well, one thing I've always kind of heard originally with reverse mortgages and, you know, even my own knowledge, you know, a decade ago was always that way. But there used to be no fixed rate. So the biggest risk you always had was this, you know, a lot of them had like a 10% spread. So in other words, if it started at 5, it could go as high as 15, which is a little scary. But now there is fixed rate
rates. Now, however, with the HECM, there's not that much available, not as like the jumbo. There are fixed rates, but with a fixed rate, you have to take all the money that's available.
Right.
If it's an adjustable, and the adjustable rates are so low right now, it's margin plus LIBOR, London Interbank Offered Rate. I mean, and the margin, so I'm just doing one right now. It's LIBOR plus the margin is like 2.85%. And it's locked in for a year. It's an annual. It doesn't change.
They
can only go up 5 points over the life of the loan. But so let's say next year it goes up 5. The reverse can only go up 2. 2, to the following year and one. They can never go more than 2 points per year increase. But you're, so if you start at 2.85 and it goes up five, your max is 7.85. So okay. It's not as bad.
Yeah, so even the adjustables may not be a bad way to go, but
no.
But there is also, I always like to point out though, there is a fixed option, because I think that was also another thing that I think for the first, I don't know, 10 or 15 or more, maybe more years, there was no such thing as a fixed rate.
So adjustable, you mean?
Yeah, they were all adjustables, right? You know,
they were all adjustables.
Yeah, yeah, and right. So there's some newer features, newer benefits, and you know, so I know we've talked before about, you know, why somebody would do a reverse mortgage. I mean, obviously, I think the number one is just to not get, you know, not have the payment, and you know, we've done this with, you know, some of our clients where, you know, they were, you know, one was a couple of years from retirement, did the reverse mortgage and was able to put away what their mortgage payment was while they're still working. Once they stopped working, you know, obviously they didn't need as much income,
right?
Because they, you know, they didn't have that payment anymore. So that's one. You know, I know the other one's probably, I think the number two, I think maybe for you is healthcare.
Healthcare is huge.
Yeah.
People do this for healthcare because they haven't planned. There's nothing in place. They get sick. I have one that went through like $800,000 worth of savings. And his wife was ill. He didn't want to put her in a facility. He said, I want to keep her home. The house was paid for, so he had access to all that money. And he used it to keep his wife right where she was in the home. So, it, you know, there's so many different things you can use it for. There is no restriction on how you use it. Once you get it, it's your money to do with as you please.
I mean, you shouldn't go gamble and party with it, but you could.
You could, but that is not the thing to do. And I always say, you know, this is for you for your getting older. Use it if you need it, but don't be frivolous and just blow it. Because I did have one lady, however, but she had a lot of money. It was her 90th birthday, and she had 10 grandchildren. And she didn't want to disturb her investments. And she said, but I'm having a big party for myself at the Top of the Mark in San Francisco. And I want to hand each of my grandchildren a check for $10,000 while I'm still alive. I want to see their face. So she did that just to take that $100,000 out to give to her grandchildren, even though she had other money. Because her home was paid for. So
Didn't cost her a dime.
And she had the pleasure of seeing their joy at getting that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus them getting something after she's gone and she never got experience.
And she never got to see what happened.
Yeah. And then the other big part, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We're talking with Marilyn Brown Ross. So if somebody does want to get a quote, no cost. And so again, if they want to do that, again, no cost, no obligation. It's good to get that info. Yep. It could be for you yourself, or you could be doing it for your parent. But what's your phone number? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
408-722-0010. Again, it's 408-722-0010.
And again, it's great to have you on again here.
Great to be here.
And so we'll have you back next month. But thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is offering a chance to help you create a retirement strategy. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. According to Fidelity, the average couple can expect to spend about $285,000 on out-of-pocket expenses in retirement. This is not even including long-term care. And so you just can't afford to not look at healthcare costs when you're planning for retirement. Tell us how you help your clients plan for all of this so they won't deplete their savings.
Well, first we tell them not to have kids.
Yeah, that should have happened a long time ago before they retire.
Yeah, we have health savings accounts and large deductible plans to save on the healthcare costs, but it seems one of my sons will always have something that, you know, maxes out our deductible every year.
Yeah. And,
you know, maxes out the health savings account, you know, amount. So, it is amazing how one little, you know, meaningless thing almost can be several thousands of dollars. I mean, it's just disgusting, our state of our healthcare system. It's more for profit than for health. But, there's not much we can do about that, but other than just, you know, like you said, try to account for it. So, you know, you have to have that in the budget. I mean, I had one person that met with me, and she'd had her house paid off, and thinking about her husband retiring, she'd already retired, but he was younger. And yeah, she's like, oh yeah, we live pretty simply. We only need $3,000 a month to live on. I'm like, what about medical insurance? Is that in there? She's like, no. and if he tried to retire before 65, well, probably just for him alone, it's going to be $1,000. No, not to mention her costs. So once they both are 65, then yeah, maybe they're $800 to $1,000 a month. But, you know, prior to that, it could be $1,500 a month. So on a $3,000 budget, you know, that was almost 50% off. And so, you know, that's something that you do have to account for. So main thing is accounting for it, planning for those costs. You know, I mean, that's one of the things that we really need to make sure that's in there, and make sure that you know that, you know, like dental is something that's super expensive in your retirement. A lot of people don't realize that Medicare doesn't cover dental. And, you know, I've had one client, she unfortunately passed away now, but she would always joke with me, and she had a good sense of humor, but that, you know, when she died, she wanted to make sure she had a huge smile in her casket so that people could see her teeth, because she's like, there's $28,000 in these teeth, so I want them on display. You know, it's like one of the most expensive things she'd ever bought was her own teeth. So, you know, and that's what happens, though, unfortunately, is lots of times, you know, things, those costs do come up, and that can be a lot. I mean, you know, $20,000 plus dental bill is probably not something you had planned for, right?
No.
So, yeah, so that's one of those things, that taking that into account and having somebody who knows that and has experience with, you know, how people run budgets in retirement is really critical.
So what are some things that you help people do early on in retirement to, you know, help cover that increasing health care later in life?
Well, I mean, there's not necessarily as much you can do other than obviously save more money. I mean, you can use a health savings account, and that's a great tool. So if you have that at work or have that as an option, you can keep building up money in there. And, you know, if you have really good income, you don't even have to do claims for you know, even if you have claims that you make, you can save those for later. There's no time limit on having to do those claims. And so you could take that money out a lot later or just leave it for retirement. And then you've got a pot of money to help pay for that. But, you know, if you don't have that, you know, at least just saving for that, counting for it. And that's really the biggest key, is making sure you have that in your plan. And also know, if you're trying to retire early, you better be thinking a lot about the healthcare costs.
Explain to us how healthcare costs actually is different than planning for long-term care costs. They're two separate things, right, Eric?
Yeah. So healthcare costs is really two things, right? It's your premiums. So, you know, once you hit Medicare, you have the Part A is free, Part B you pay for, Part D is prescriptions that you pay for. All in right now, that's, you know, a little under $200. Now, if you make too much money, that can get higher and higher. So that's one thing you also have to be worrying about, is if you're needing to make more in retirement, you may be paying double or triple Medicare costs. So that's one thing also that is very sneaky and nobody usually tells you. Your tax person, I'm sure, never tells you that. Very rarely seen that in any sort of tax software other than the one we use. And then the other cost is all the stuff, right? You know, the co-payments, the prescriptions, you know, all the little nickel and diming. You know, you go in for one procedure and all of a sudden you get 10 bills from 10 different places. And it's like, I went to one place, right?
Right.
How am I getting all these different bills? And who are even are these people, right? You know, the radiologist, the whatever, you know, the... it's crazy how many bills that can result from one visit. So that's just the health care costs. Long-term care is for all the stuff that medical insurance doesn't cover. So basically, if it's something that's chronic, something that you're not getting better at, or you know better from, I should say, so if you're not healing, then it becomes a chronic condition, and then health insurance stops paying for it. So Medicare will not pay for more than 100 days of any sort of long-term care need, and rarely will they even pay more than 20 days because you know they have a whole procedure of how to kick you off the system if you're not getting better. So if you stop improving, boom, you're not going to get covered by health insurance. Guess who pays for it then? You do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of your pocket. And that can be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 right now a month. You know, that's not talking 5, 10, 15 years from now. That's today's, you know, cost. So depending if you're doing home health care or if you're going to a facility and what type and, you know, well, there's a lot of parameters around there, but it's a lot of money. And so, yeah, that's something that people really need to be planning for. But again, that's not something that people are talking a lot about. And they're not talking about the health insurance and long-term care aspects. And long-term care insurance has been such a ripoff. I mean, it is expensive, hard to get. And then on top of all that, we're seeing clients get 100% rate increases on policies they bought 10, 15 years ago. And that's not sustainable. That's not something that you're going to be able to keep paying on. So there are some great options out there. There's some really good options that are tied in technically with a life insurance program, but really it's designed really for long-term care. And those can be really, really good if you buy the right one, if you know what you're looking at, and if you have somebody who can kind of really shop that around for you. So, you know, if that's something you're concerned about, if you want to know more about this and you got some questions of, you know, how am I going to pay for this? How can I get some long-term care protection so that way I'm not going to lose a quarter million, half a million or more, and then have my healthy spouse live with almost no money for another 10 or 20 or 30 years? That's the big kind of thing that you want to be doing the planning for. So again, if you want to get a little bit more information on alternatives and ways to get that critical cost covered, you know, just give us a call and we can set up a time, a phone call or something, or just an online meeting. Again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, we have some retirement advice from Ben Franklin, Mark Twain, even Yogi Berra. Stick around for that. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's our guru of all things reverse mortgage. So it's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So let's talk about... Well, again, we always have to say, what is a reverse mortgage, right? And then I know there's some new products and stuff, so we can kind of get into that.
Yes, the reverse mortgage allows you to remain in your home and not make your house payment if you have one. If you don't have one, it allows you to access money from your equity with no tax consequences. No tax consequences either way, but it's exactly opposite of your regular mortgage. Your regular mortgage, you're making a payment and part of it goes to interest and part of it goes to principal and brings the balance down. With a reverse mortgage, you're not making any payment. However, you can if you say, you know what, my house payment right now is $2,500. I can really afford to pay $600 a month. And you want to do that. I hardly have anybody that wants to do that. Yeah. But you can do it. And you can pay it down or off at any time. No prepayment penalties. So I've had people do that, too. I had one person win the lottery. They said, can I pay this off? Absolutely. Pay it off. And then it's your property again. But there's many different products. This has been around for a long time. And of course, it started in the 80s under President Reagan. It was a terrible thing because when it started, the lender would go on title with you, which meant if you sold your house, they got half
part of your equity.
Equity.
Yeah,
absolutely. So. And so that didn't last but 6 or 8 months at the most. But to this day, people remember that. And that's what I always have people
and
say.
There are actually some companies out there that have brought that back, by the way.
Oh, yes. There's, but you should really research because you're
those are scary because I've had some people do it. Now, for somebody new buying a house, I could almost see where that might not be a bad idea. But for somebody cashing out, yeah.
Oh, no.
Especially in California where the equity goes up a bunch.
There's scary things going on out there.
Yeah.
With a true reverse mortgage, there's one called a HECM, home equity conversion mortgage.
Not Heckman, but close.
No, not Heckman, but close. HECM, H-E-C-M. That is the government loan, FHA, that has a $765,600 max claim amount. So, which means if you have a home worth $1.5 million, you're only going to get a portion of $765,600.
So you don't, the other part of the equity doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's still your equity, but you're only going to get money on that portion. They've come
and
out.
And it's based on your age, too,
it's
right?
It's based on your age. The older you are, the more money is available to you. There's jumbos now, which they've been around for a while, but it's fabulous because with the jumbo, you get, according to your age, however old you are, to the appraised value. So if you have a $4 million home, you're going to get
a lot of money.
A whole lot rather than for the. So it depends on the situation. That's what
you might not
is.
Need all that money, you know. So.
Well, that's where it was before with the jumbo. You had to take it all, which was not a very good thing because if you don't need the money, my advice is leave it. And now they have a jumbo where they have a line of credit. So you do have to take a certain percentage, but you also have a line of credit that you can use or not use. But it's not accruing interest until you
take
it.
The money out.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah.
So that works out so much better than having to take it all out. I mean, if you have to take out, you know, $1.2 million, you're going to be accruing interest on that, and you only needed $200,000.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't work that well. But many new products that are saving, you know, that really fit everybody's needs.
Well, one thing I've always kind of heard originally with reverse mortgages and, you know, even my own knowledge, you know, a decade ago was always that way. But there used to be no fixed rate. So the biggest risk you always had was this, you know, a lot of them had like a 10% spread. So in other words, if it started at 5, it could go as high as 15, which is a little scary. But now there is fixed rate ones also.
There's fixed rates. Now, however, with the HECM, there's not that much available, not as like the jumbo. There are fixed rates, but with a fixed rate, you have to take all the money that's available.
Right.
If it's inadjustable, and the adjustable rates are so low right now, it's margin plus LIBOR, London Interbank Offered Rate. I mean, and the margin, so I'm just doing one right now. It's LIBOR plus the margin is like 2.85%. And it's locked in for a year. It's an annual. It doesn't change.
It
can only go up 5 points over the life of the loan. But so let's say next year it goes up 5. The reverse can only go up 2. 2 to the following year and 1. It can never go more than 2 points per year increase. But so if you start at 2.85 and it goes up 5, your max is 7.85. So it's not as bad
Yeah, so even the adjustables may not be a bad way to go. But,
no.
But there is also, I always like to point out, though, there is a fixed option. Because I think that was also another thing that I think for the first, I don't know, 10 or 15 or more, maybe more years, there was no such thing as a fixed rate. So
adjustable, you mean?
Yeah, they were, well, they were all adjustables, right. You know,
oh, they were all adjustables.
Yeah, yeah. And right. So there's some newer features, newer benefits. And, you know, so I know we've talked before about, you know, why somebody would do a reverse mortgage. I mean, obviously, I think the number one is just to not get, you know, not have the payment. And, you know, we've done this with, you know, some of our clients where, you know, they were, you know, one was a couple of years from retirement, did the reverse mortgage and was able to put away what their mortgage payment was while they're still working. Once they stopped working, you know, obviously they didn't need as much income,
right?
Because they, you know, they didn't have that payment anymore. So that's one. You know, I know the other one's probably, I think the number two, I think maybe for you is healthcare.
Healthcare is huge.
Yeah.
People do this for healthcare because they haven't planned. There's nothing in place. They get sick. I have one that went through like $800,000 worth of savings. And his wife was ill. He didn't want to put her in a facility. He said, I want to keep her home. The house was paid for, so he had access to all that money. And he used it to keep his wife right where she was in the home. So, it, you know, there's so many different things you can use it for. There is no restriction on how you use it. Once you get it, it's your money to do with as you please.
I mean, shouldn't go gamble and party with it, but you could.
You could, but that is not the thing to do. And I always say, you know, this is for you for your getting older. Use it if you need it, but don't be frivolous and just blow it. Because I did have one lady, however, but she had a lot of money. It was her 90th birthday, and she had 10 grandchildren. And she didn't want to disturb her investments. And she said, but I'm having a big party for myself at the Top of the Mark in San Francisco. And I want to hand each of my grandchildren a check for $10,000 while I'm still alive. I want to see their face. So she did that just to take that $100,000 out to give to her grandchildren, even though she had other money. That because her home was paid for. So
Didn't cost her a dime.
And she had the pleasure of seeing their joy at getting that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
versus them getting something after she's gone and she never got
to
experience.
And she never got to see what happened.
Yeah. And then the other big part, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We're talking with Marilyn Brown Ross. So if somebody does want to get a quote, no cost. And so again, if they want to do that, again, no cost, no obligation. It's good to get that info.
Yeah.
It could be for you yourself, or you could be doing it for your parent. But what's your phone number? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
408-722-0010. Again, it's 408-722-0010.
And again, it's great to have you on again here.
Great to be here.
And so we'll have you back next month. But thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees and in lowering your tax costs. When you like to worry less, this is the time in our show where we talk about challenges and risks that exist in retirement, and you're going to give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those obstacles. So it's time for our financial fail. What do you have for us, Eric?
Well, this one's going to be more one from our our last webinar that we just did, and which you can find at wealthcreatorradio.com. But so this one's more of a an example story. So not specific one person, but we call them Bill and Steve. And so Bill had $500,000 saved up, and he wanted to take out $30,000 a year for every year. He was doing that, and and he retired in the 90s, and so he's taking the money and doing fine. And then at the end of that 10-year time frame, his $500,000 became $1.2 million.
Wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Well his brother Steve, who is 10 years younger, same exact thing. He'd saved up to $500,000. He retires in 2000, takes out $30,000 a year. At the end of 2010, 10 years later, he's got $150,000 left. They had the same investment, which was the stock market. What was the difference? I mean, hold on, that's the same investment. So why does it work for one guy and it doesn't work for the other guy? What happens there is now, it's more sequence of returns, mm-hmm. which is the fancy term, but it's more timing and, when did you get that money out? What type of investment did you have? And so the real problem is a lot of people think, I'll just keep saving it here. I'll keep saving it here. But no, you need some guaranteed sources. You need some non-stock market steady income sources and the market money. If you have all three of those, it's going to work under any circumstance. And the big fail, I think, for so many people is the fact that they rely on just the stock market. And it's a great growth engine, but it's not always a great engine for taking money out in retirement. And that's really the key. I mean, that's how we help people, is really just saying, hold it. We can't have it all dependent on this one source. We need to have some options. So when it's bad years, you take it from someplace that's guaranteed. When it's in the good years, take it from the market. But also, if you have some steady income money that's not in the market, you're going to always have cash flow coming in. So really, it's a combination of all three of those to make sure your retirement is good. I don't care about your accumulation phase. I care about how you take that money out, because that's the most critical part. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online on wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.